On the third day of Christmas.
1020 here, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge.
How many days of Christmas are there?
12, baby. 12.
If you're wondering how we tied in the Christmas lights, it's because some lunatic in my neighbor decided to hang Christmas lights in September.
503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Hey, Duck fans, send in your Husky hate. I'm here for it. Also, the YouTube chat, 105.1 The Fan. Week two, they lost to BYU 27-28 in a close game in Seattle. But I heard, Danny, you hit 12 red lights on the way to work, one for each loss the Huskies had in 2008.
Honk your horn if you're at a red light with me when the Huskies lost.
I'm like, the YouTube chat's getting in on it now, too. Brandon, Russ already does the job of 12-man. He can't add a 13th because the Huskies didn't lose that many games.
Yeah, baby! Pettiness all day, my friends. All day, my friends. We'll take you to Thursday Night Football. Actually turned out to be a pretty good game.
And what did I text you?
Don't touch that line. Well, I was laughing about that.
I took the 12.5 points on happy hour yesterday. I was like, I'm gonna
with the Bills
because
the Dolphins
on happy hour. We just pick it straight up.
Yeah.
But I said it. But I would even still take the Bills with the 12.5.
Well, the interesting thing was you text
probably not a good idea on a Thursday night.
You text me that, and it was a tie ball game, and then Bills went up, so they were up 7. After Tua throws that pick 6, I was like, oh, man, is there enough time to get a touchdown? And then I saw they could run the clock to the 2-minute warning. And I was like, oh, there's not. Because that would have been the most insane
cover.
Reverse backdoor cover you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Look, I thought there was a lot of fun in this game in the sense that the Dolphins showed some signs of life. They really did. There was some effort there.
Oh, they didn't look like a steaming pile of crap.
No, but there were some plays. Like, if you look at Cook, like how he ran all over that defense, there were moments where that offensive line was really dominating that game.
Yeah, Deion Dawkins had himself a night.
Yeah, and so there were definitely a lot of moments in that game where I thought Miami still looked real porous. But to keep that game close and to keep that game alive, and it goes down to a mid-tier quarterback throwing a pick in the fourth quarter, which is how a lot of these games end anyway, was a little apropos. I know after the game, McDaniel was like, there's no moral losses or moral thoughts about losing games, but I don't know, man. Your team showed life.
I went the other way on this in the sense of, was this a more important win for the Bills or a more devastating loss for the Dolphins? Because the Bills just keep finding ways to win. They're all... Well, I should say two of the three games.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, they beat the living crap out of
the Jets.
What was that? It was 34-10 at the end. But I almost, it's weird to say, well, it's a more brutal loss for the Dolphins. It feels like that's the easy answer. I don't think it is because I think they're just cooked. They're 0-3. They're done. They're done. You're 0-3. You're done.
Their upcoming schedule is quite nice, though.
But you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Like, the math just says, like, 0-2, buckle up, you know, grab a hold of the panties and hang on. 0-3, you're cooked. The math says you're done. So for the Bills, they're 3-0, which is usually a pretty damn good marker for going forward. And I pushed it forward from there to the point of, is Josh Allen the most important player in football right now?
Ooh, you're talking MVP versus...
Not even MVP.
I mean, you're talking the true meaning of MVP. Mm-hmm. Most valuable player to his team.
Most important.
Most important. Yeah, I mean, it's tough for me to say, to take Mahomes and Jackson out of that equation, too. Like, I think you could make the argument that Jordan Love is not the most important player on his team. I think you could make the argument that Jalen Hurts is not the most important player on his team. Yeah, I think Josh is for sure, as far as the league goes, it's tough because, I'm on the opposite side of you. Thursday night games are weird.
They are.
And it's a short week, and a lot of the game felt to me that the Bills rolled in knowing they were going to win, and they kind of showed that physical dominance in the trenches there, and the rest kind of just looked lethargic. So I don't know if I'm there yet. I see what you're saying, though, I'm trying to be 10 toes down here. No, it is not.
No,
he's not. No, because I think Lamar is more important to the Ravens.
Okay.
Nope. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's Josh Allen, and I think it's the sum of all parts. I think Cook's a pretty good running back, but I don't love the coaching staff. I've been on the record saying many, many times I don't love the coaching staff there, to where I'll take Harbaugh every day of the week. I'll take Reed every day of the week. Yeah, I'm with you. He is the most important. He just makes it happen.
I tell you what, man, the guy on offense that I think is going to matter the most outside of Josh Allen is Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid is such a big deal for them, and his issue has been throughout his career, whether it's at Utah or early in his NFL career, is health.
Mm-hmm.
When he's healthy, man, he's one of the best tight ends in the league.
Really good.
He's really freaking good. And as much as Shakir, like if Khalil Shakir is your third wide receiver, you are doing excellent. If he's your second wide receiver, you're okay. If he's your number one wide receiver, this is the Jacoby Myers with the Raiders. Like, Jacoby Myers is your third wide receiver?
Awesome.
Second wide receiver? Cool. First wide receiver? Ah, crap. Like, that's kind of where I am with it. But Shakir made a play when they needed to make a play, walks it into the end zone. I was like, oh, hello. But Kincaid has become like this Brock Bowers light, like, safety blanket for Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Every time he needs something, there's Dalton Kincaid. I'm like, yeah, I like Kincaid at Utah. I loved him.
I think what you're describing is what the tight end should be in the NFL. Mm-hmm. They should always be your safety blanket. Now, if you've got a Bowers or a Gronk or a Gonzalez or a Gates,
you're just force feeding them.
Then you can force feed the ball to them. But that should be your bailout. Your bailout should be that tight end.
Like Josh Allen's line last night, 213 yards. Like, doesn't seem like that much, but he's 22 of 28, incredibly efficient, 3 touchdowns. He's got 4 carries for 25 yards. Like, he did everything that you needed to do, and you're like, oh, it was an okay performance of Josh Allen. Josh Allen right now, it's over your shoulder right now. He's 69 for 99 in the season. He's completing 70% of his passes. He has 7 touchdowns in 3 games.
I like that.
Like,
by the way, he has still never lost on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, what is he? Is he
8-0 now?
Is he 13-1 against the Dolphins?
Is that
what the number was?
That I don't know. But 8-0 on Thursday Night Football, yeah, I know that.
He has beaten the crap out of the Dolphins since he came into the league. It's like Brady with the AFC East level type stuff. You're just like, good.
Absolute domination. God,
he never loses to this team. Goodness gracious.
But real quick, because we're already up against it. I mean, your 3 most important guys on offense, Tua, Waddle, and Hill, came to play. Waddle's stat line isn't going to blow you away, but I felt like, and I think Herbie said it on the broadcast too, I felt like every catch he made was important. And Tua was solid in the game. I mean, the pick at the end is what separates top tier from middle tier quarterbacks, honestly, is that mistake down the stretch. And you can see Tua walks off the field and he's damn. It's like, yeah, man, we're all feeling that.
I want to get to this at some point, especially after this upcoming week in the NFL. The kickoff. The return game.
Ugh.
Miami starting with the ball at the 50-yard line.
All the time, it felt like.
It was like, short field again, huh?
And it was like, up the gut each time.
Short field again, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this whole kickoff return thing, the return game, it matters.
Hey, that starting point for them might have been the only thing that kept them in that
game. Miami's first drive looked incredible. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. It was one of those things like, I'll watch this game. Then I perked up after the first drive. I went, oh, do we have a game? And indeed, we did have a semblance of a game.
Buffalo Bills win by 10. Don't cover the spread. So sorry for all you degenerates out there.